You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The Trump administration is planning on making some major changes to the Endangered Species Act. The Interior Department announced yesterday that it would loosen restrictions on hundreds of rare species. It argued that the 46-year-old law needs to be streamlined. Environmentalists and other critics say the changes break the law and make it easier to develop land inhabited by vulnerable wildlife. Many Republicans applauded the move, saying the species recovery process takes too long, and at least one U.S. senator is calling for further changes. Ben Lefebvre is an energy reporter at Politico. He's following this story. Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
What are some of the biggest changes we're seeing from the Interior Department here when it comes to enforcement of the Endangered Species Act?
One of the biggest that certainly has environmentalists upset is species that are listed as threatened, which is kind of, I guess, one step, if you want to call it better than endangered, would no longer automatically receive the same protections as endangered species do. And the reason that the groups are upset about this is because they see this as a way to keep the species from becoming endangered in the first place. So it's kind of like preventive care, I guess you could call it. So that's one change. The other is the Interior Department would regularly, designate some habitats where a species may not be, but maybe it's, you know, close to where an endangered species is living, as off limits to development, with the idea that as the species rebounds and needs to expand from where it may be into habitats where it had been, you know, traditionally, you got to keep those habitats kind of, you know, off limits to development. So that's another big change.
Another point of concern I've seen raised, Ben, is that the Interior Department would talk about the economic impact of a designation of endangered species. How would that fit into the process?
That's another big issue. They would use the compile economic analysis, which they haven't done to this point. And while Interior says it won't, you know, because it's not allowed to consider this economic analysis as it makes a decision on whether to list a species, it will make it public information somehow. They didn't say how they would do this, but the worry is that that if you start publishing this analysis, some communities may, you know, decide they'd rather have the economic, you know, if, as far as they can trust the analysis, they would rather have the economic, you know, or I guess extra revenue or development than actually protect the species that's under question.
As far as the impact of this goes, for species that are currently listed as endangered, does this change anything?
No, Interior will be grandfathering in those species. The environmentalists I've talked to are really more concerned that this will, especially the change that will not provide endangered species protection to threatened species, will just mean that the Interior Department will not be listing anymore, offering any more endangered species up for protection. They'll list everything as threatened, and therefore they actually don't have to do anything. I've noticed just in my own research that the Interior Department, since the Trump administration, I don't see that they've actually even nominated any more species as either threatened or endangered, regularly through the Fish and Wildlife Service. They've kind of stopped doing it already. And by making these changes, even if they decide to do so and make a press release that they're naming a certain species as threatened, they don't actually have to do anything to protect it.
What have been the arguments from the administration and Republican supporters in favor of these changes?
You don't hear too many. I mean, they'll say that they want to streamline the process and that this makes things more transparent. But no one I've talked to has actually been able to come up with a reason how this would help protect species per se. More of the argument from the administration is that by designating some species threatened, especially there's some, wildlife in Texas, for example, it places habitats that could be open to oil and gas development or agricultural development or home development off limits to being developed. And they think that the process for nominating these species to be listed kind of holds off too much economic development in areas where they'd like to see it.
Talking to Ben Lefebvre, energy reporter at Politico, about changes to the Endangered Species Act coming from the U.S. Department of the Interior. Ben, you mentioned some of the concerns about this, and in your piece on this, you talk about this happening in the backdrop of reports from the United Nations raising the specter of more endangered species, more plant and animal species becoming endangered in part because of climate change. What have you heard in response along those lines?
Well, that's another big worry, is that as the administration is making these changes, you know, as you mentioned with the United Nations report, the report basically says that there are about 1 million species that are endangered, you know, are you know, likely to become endangered in the next decade or so due to climate change, you know, changing their own habitats. And there's also, you know, some that's becoming from human development, you know, as they clear out more forests to build things. So that basically these changes come at the worst possible time for these species. One of the changes the Interior Department is also making is they're basically changing the language a bit. So the Fish and Wildlife Service will not be able to consider climate change as they, you know, decide whether to list a species or not. The old rule said they could look into the foreseeable future to see, you know, whether there's any danger to a habitat that might, you know, endanger some species. But the new rule says basically they can only look about 20 years into the future. And some groups say that's not long enough to really take in the full scope of climate change into some of these habitats.
This is a law, the Endangered Species Act, passed by Congress, signed into law by Richard Nixon. Are there concerns, are there objections being raised that the administration is overstepping its authority, it's doing stuff outside of what the act allows the White House to do?
Yeah, we saw the California and Massachusetts attorneys general yesterday come out and say that basically this thing is going to be a target of a lawsuit as soon as it, you know, hits, you know, officially the Federal Register, which is should be about another month or so. And their arguments are that these changes violate national environmental policy, and which is this next one is kind of an Achilles heel of the Trump administration's regulatory rollbacks, is that it violates the something called the Administrative Procedure Act, which is basically the rule book on how you go about changing rules in the federal government. And the criticism is that the way that the administration has, you know, laid out these changes kind of short circuits that, where they kind of didn't go through the right channels to make these changes, and therefore the changes can't, you know, should not be put in place.
That said, are we likely, Ben, to see lawsuits?
Oh, we're going to see lawsuits. I mean, the environmental groups have promised lawsuits. We've already had two states promise lawsuits. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey mentioned there will be other states joining the lawsuits. I mean, this is another kind of step we see with the regulatory rollbacks the administration has made, where as soon as the press releases come out, you know, it's a you know, the law for, you know, the law industry's kind of wildest dreams come true. How many lawsuits get filed on these things?
Now, you wrote a report that U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming says, yeah, these changes are pretty good, but we need to go further. What are we seeing from him and other people who think, yeah, this is just a start?
This is going to be interesting how this plays out in Congress. Senator Barrasso, again, mentioned that these changes need to go further. His state is trying to keep, you know, gas production, coal production up, and they'd like to see, I think, more rollbacks that would basically keep habitats open for more drilling. On the other hand, we're seeing other senators, including New Mexico's Senator Tom Udall, say they are looking into quashing these rule changes using a congressional response that GOP used when the Trump administration first came in to basically, you know, allows Congress to quash any rules that came out within 60 days. So Udall's people say they can think of enough Republican senators who may be actually sympathetic to keeping the Endangered Species Act in place that they can try to get enough votes to make one of these, they're called CRA motions to kill the rule. So we'll see. We see some senators on the Barrasso side, probably energy state senators, who will try to push for more congressional tinkering with the Endangered Species Act to put in revisions they'd like to see, versus a group of senators who may just want to kill the changes altogether and keep the Endangered Species Act as is.
All that said, Ben, in our last few moments, pending those court challenges and congressional challenges, is this the law of the land now? Is this actually in effect, or does another step need to happen before that?
It is effectively the law of the land starting, I think, in about a month. They've got about, they have to put it, you know, officially in the books, which should just take about a month or so. It's purely technical. There's nothing that can really be done now, as far as I know, that can keep this from going through. What the lawsuits may try to argue is that the changes should not be carried out until the lawsuits are finished.
Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Ben LaFave, energy reporter at Politico. We talked with him about the Trump administration's plans to weaken the Endangered Species Act. Among the changes, the Interior Department would publish economic impact reports when they're deciding whether to list a species. It would also loosen protections on areas where an endangered or threatened species could move into if its numbers recover, and limit protections for species that are threatened but not yet endangered.